WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
This morning in the WNRN studios, I have Patty Keenan and John Walsh. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Glad to have you here. I know that you were kind of touring through the area, I guess, last week or last weekend through Lynchburg, and now you're coming back and going to be playing in Lovingston tonight at Rapunzel's Coffee and Tea. So glad to have you here in WNRN studios. I think we were trying to set up an interview last week, but I'm glad that we were able to put it together this morning to have you here. So I'm kind of curious how you came to put together this tour, and Patty and John, how did you meet? I mean, Patty, you've been playing music, well, since you were a young man or a young person, and were playing with the Bothy Band in the 1970s. And John, you've just put out your first album. So how did you two found each other?
I don't know.
We met about, I think we first met, it would have been over 15, 16 years ago anyway, in Ireland, in Kilkenny. I'm from Kilkenny in Ireland. And there was a traditional music session going on, and Paddy was there, I happened to be there. And then after that, we didn't meet for a long time again after that. In New York, Paddy was playing in New York, and then we met up there.
So how did you, I understand that you were born in New York and moved to Ireland, and then you moved back to New York. What prompted you to move back to New York?
Work. Yeah. It was kind of a rough time in Ireland then. I left Ireland just before the Celtic Tiger decided to visit Ireland, and there was very little work around, and I shouldn't say there was very little work. I was gigging about 7 nights a week, and at the time it would have cost me the year's wages to insure the car to drive the band around. So I figured I'd come over this side of the water and see what kind of gigs were available over here.
And where do you call home these days, Patty? Where are you?
I live in New Hampshire. I live in Loudoun, New Hampshire. I moved in there the winter of 1999. I'm still there. I think I've spent more time there than anywhere I've been settled for any length of time. About 10 years.
And Patty, you ended up playing on John's album that I had the chance to listen to yesterday. We have a lot of interesting guests on there. But is that part of how you guys decided to do this tour together? Was the fact that you worked on the CD, or just it just all came together?
We had played before, and I mean, we played sessions, and I'm not quite sure when it was that we decided, it's at least a couple of years, 3 years, that we, would it be 2 or 3 years that we decided to
about 3 years, yeah,
do a bit of a tour and just give it a shot and see how it works. And as I said, we'd already played together, and I'd played in John's studio on his on the solo album, and from there it just sort of happened. We did a few gigs, and things went well, and we've been playing for on and off for 3 years now, as a duo. Yeah,
we've got Patty Keenan and John Walsh in the WNRN studios. They are playing tonight at Rapunzel's. Well, but Patty, you're known as a piper, but you told me this morning that tuning up the pipes would take a long time, and so we're going to just have you play whistles this morning.
I'm going to play a tune on the low whistle. It's excuse me. It's a tune. The other thing is, in the morning, it's not the greatest time to get musicians, particularly Irish musicians, music to they're not up until 12 at least, at the earliest, I'd say.
Unless it's been going on all night.
Unless they were up from... Someone said that to me last night when I said I was in the studio at 9 in the morning. He said, can you stay up that late, that long?
Well, I have had musicians that have done that, so...
this is a tune I put together. My little daughter, when she was 3 years old, my daughter, she's living in Boston, Sabrina, when she was 3 years old. It's a simple little tune called Sabrina, and it was, I suppose, composed to help her sleep. It's kind of a lullaby, and we'll play that. Sean will start it off on the guitar, and I'll play it through with him on the low whistle. This is a low whistle that was made in Australia by Michael Grinter. His name.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
WNRN. Patty Keenan and John Walsh are in the WNRN studios this morning and played us a lullaby at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Put everyone back to sleep.
Yeah, there you go. So, Patty, you come from a tradition of playing pipes. Your grandfather and father played the Whalen pipes. I'm probably saying it incorrectly, or at least the Americanized version of how you say it.
Ullian.
Ullian.
Illan is the word, really. It's U-I-L-L-E-A-N-N, and it's pronounced Illan, and Illan is the Irish for elbow, hence the elbow pipes, really, because we use a bellows on the Irish pipes, as opposed to the Scottish pipes, which are blown by mouth.
And you started playing them as a young lad, and you know, became accomplished. It was kind of interesting to read that you took some time off to play some blues and rock and roll.
Oh my. I did. I sometime in the 60s, around 67, I think it was 67, I went to London. And on and off, I spent 4 years in London. And I played busking around the subways, as many kids of my age did at the time, singing. Yeah, I did like the blues very much, but I sang a mixture of, you know, anything from Irish ballads to bluegrass, country music, songs of old cowboy songs, stuff from 78s and whatever was popular at the time, I suppose. And it's about 3 or 4 years I'd been away from the Irish music and home, let's say. And... Yeah, played around with many different musics, and then I got back to Ireland and got back into the Irish music, and my dad had a band, a folk group, traditional folk group, and he had a weekly session or a gig, let's say, in Dublin. And we played there every week, and it's what kept us all together and in touch with the music, I suppose.
And then eventually you met some of the people in what became the Bothy Band, Trent O'Donnell, Donal Lenny, and others.
That was later. I had toured with Micheál and Mick Hanley, Micheál O'Donnell and Mick Hanley. They were a duo at the time called Monroe, and I went touring with them for a month in France, and after we got back, it was sometime after we got back that the idea of putting a band together came about, and it was Micheál, Trina, myself, and Paddy Lacken at the time, four of us, Tony McMahon. There were five of us all together, and that's where the Bothy Band came about, yeah.
Were you the one who came up with the idea of the name for Bothy Band?
No. We all threw names into a hat, I think it was, or a bucket. And it was Micheál that came up with Bothy Band. And at the time, the company that we were recording, well, we didn't really record for them, but we had thought about it at the time, and they wanted an Irish name. So we called the band, there were seven of us, and we called it Shocta, which is seven in Irish. And that was for the first few months of the band's beginnings. And then Micheál came up with the name Bothy Band. He had worked in Scotland, and he toured Scotland, and he'd been, I know, aware of this, the Bothies in Scotland. And he had actually found some old photos of potato pickers, I suppose. And they called themselves the Bothy Band. Well, this is back in the late 1800s.
Right, so they were kind of Irish migrant workers?
I'm not honestly sure if it was just Irish or if it wasn't in Scotland itself. Bothy is a small shack-like building. It's like a hut. And honestly, I don't know a huge amount about it, but this is... Micheál brought that back, and we thought that was the... We all agreed on the name.
Mm. We've got Paddy Keenan and John Walsh in WNRN Studios this morning. We're going to play something from a album that Paddy Keenan did with Tommy O'Sullivan mm-hmm. that came out several years ago. And do you want to do a set of jigs or reels? We were going to play something from the end of this album. So what suits you this morning?
I think I'm not sure. The last set is pretty. The
hornpipes?
No, the very end. I think it's called Kitty O'Neill's.
Right, okay, so the set of jigs. This is from Paddy Keenan and Tommy O'Sullivan's album called The Long Grazing Acre. And we'll be back with more music and conversation in just a minute. Thank you. WNRN with music from Patty Keenan and Tommy O'Sullivan from an album from 2003. We heard a set of jigs, Kitty O'Neill's and the Carey Jig. John, when you put this album together, I was kind of fascinated by some of the arrangements that you put together, because there's certainly some kind of traditional settings to some of these tunes, and then some not so traditional settings.
Yeah.
Even have a kind of a kids choir on one of them.
That's
as
right,
well.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about the thought process behind here, because I mean, are some of the non-traditional arrangements with tunes that are not traditional, or are these traditional tunes set to some more kind of like, I don't know, maybe even jazz arrangements would be a way to describe them?
Yeah, let's say I played in different styles of music, and what I was trying to do, let's say, with this album is, maybe I was being a bit pretentious with it, but I thought for a long time that the most common instrument in the world was a guitar, and I was trying to find a way, let's say, of getting, let's say, I've got four children, they were all playing music, I was trying to get them interested in Irish music, and figuring that the guitar was the most popular instrument, trying to arrange traditional tunes for guitar, and I thought maybe kids being interested in guitars or having access to them more so than other instruments might hear the relation between what they have available to them in the guitar and the tunes, the old traditional tunes and all.
Well, I mean, you know, for me, having listened to a lot of traditional Irish music, there's times when, you know, it's not the Irish frame drum that you have behind some of these things. It's an actual drum kit and, you know, some other maybe non-traditional instruments. I mean, I've certainly heard horns on you know, albums from different people. But, you know, like I said, this is more, at least a couple of them are jazz setting. But then you also have things like The Rights of Man and
right.
a tune that we've got set up to go called Lord Franklin, which are, you know, very traditional tunes. So did you write some of these that are on this album?
I did, yeah. I think it's half original and half traditional, yeah.
Well, we've got John Walsh and Patty Keenan in the WNRN studios. Let's have a taste of some of John Walsh's music from his most recent album. And this is Lord Franklin on WNRN.
Somewhere down the night home. Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true. Concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 sailors sailed the waves, frozen oceans in the month of May. Seek a passage along the pole. We poor sailors, some. Ship on mountains of ice was drove. Lonely the Eskimo in his skin canoe. He's the only one that ever came through. Baffin Bay. Sailors will dwell. across the main. 10,000 pounds I'd freely give to sail on earth that my Franklin lives.
WNRN. From John Walsh's solo effort, we heard Lord Franklin. We've got John Walsh and Patty Keenan in the WNRN studios. Really glad to have them both here. Patty Keenan is one of the founders of the Bothy Band, been playing Irish traditional music for a long time, and has been on tour with John Walsh for several years, and we're glad to have them here. They're going to be playing tonight at Rapunzel's. And what's the schedule like for the next couple of months for you gentlemen? You guys going to be doing a lot of touring? Are you going to be here in the U.S.? Are you going to head to Europe? What's it looking like?
I'm going to France in July. Brittany, I'm playing a couple of festivals in Brittany, France, and I'm supposed to go to Italy. I'm not sure about that one, but I'll definitely be going to Ireland and playing some there with Tommy O'Sullivan. Who's set up a couple of concerts there. So, mostly around this America, although the beginning of the year I travelled a bit. I travelled up to Russia, actually, and played there and back through France. But this year is kind of quiet, travel-wise. I'm staying put. Plus, I'm going for the citizenship, so I suppose I'd better stay put for a while. I'm not sure. God, why did I bring that up? I've got that trip for July, August, and the rest of the year will be in the States. I'm sorry.
And John, what about you? What are you going to be doing? Are you going to be doing lots of touring? I mean, with four kids, I imagine that's a lot of work too.
Yeah. Let's say I also have a recording studio up in New York, and I'm pretty much booked out over the summer with it. And I play with a band in the New York area. We're called Jemison's Revenge, and it's traditional Irish music with a bit of attitude, I suppose would be the best way of describing it. And I think, yeah, and we've got a couple of festivals around, let's say, the Northeast that we're going to be playing at over the summer. So it's pretty much full. The summer's looking kind of full right now.
Well, we're so glad that you were able to come through this area and also stop in the WNRN studios. Patty Keenan and John Walsh are going to be at Rapunzel's tonight down in Lovingston. And thank you so much for coming. And we're gonna do one more set of tunes from Tommy O'Sullivan and Patty Keenan's album. This is a set of jigs, The Lost and Found, and also The Hag at the Churn. It's always interesting some of these names people come up with.
They are, yeah.
Have you done a lot of writing of tunes, Patty, or are you one who tends to take up the more traditional tunes?
No, I've written a few. I've written a few, and there's a couple of them on that CD there. I think there's maybe three or four tunes that I've written on for that CD. But I'll play anything really that I feel good about at a given time. Music is a mood. For me, it's an expression of mood, so it doesn't really matter. I'm not a purist by any means, let's put it that way. I like music in general, so I play quite a varied musics, if you like. But I do, like John, you know, maybe a tune could come about in... It could come about in an hour, or it might, you know, just come about in a year. Or I'd say over a period of a year, I might write maybe one or two tunes. So I don't do a whole lot of it. But
what how do you name the tunes?
I play a lot of traditional stuff and stuff that's already written. How do I name them? I name most of my tunes after my kids, really.
That's a nice
like
way of
I must
doing.
Have a lot of kids or not a lot of music written. No, I call after my family and stuff like that. But then, yeah.
But it's but none like the hag at the churn, you know.
That wouldn't be a relative of mine.
Okay.
They were all traveling. They wouldn't have had the money to buy the churn.
Okay.
The Hag at the Churn is an old traditional tune, and actually the Lost and Found is a tune, along with the last tune, which is The Wind of the Lake, were two tunes that were found on an old 78 of a very famous, well-known, famous fiddle player from back home, Michael Coleman. And I'm sure anyone who knows anything about the fiddle would know about Michael Coleman. And those tunes were found, I'm not sure if they were found on an old cylinder or an old 78, The Lost and Found and the last tune, but they're old tunes. I'm not quite sure how old, but I'm sure they're at least back to the early 1900s or before.
Well, thanks again, Patty and John, for coming in, and good luck on all your touring.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.